From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Simon Marks. The United Nations says the Israeli army is to blame for the shelling of a school in Gaza that killed 15 people. The UN estimates nearly 1,200 Palestinians have died and more than 6,200 been injured since the conflict began, with a child killed every hour. From FSN's bureau at the UN in New York, Nick Harper reports.
The UN says all indicators suggest Israeli artillery was to blame for the hit on a UN-run school where civilians were sheltering. It's now the 133rd school that has been shelled in 3 weeks of fighting. And the very young are bearing the brunt, his UN Director for Humanitarian Affairs, John Ging.
21% of those casualties are indeed children. 249 children have lost their lives so far. So every hour that this conflict goes on, another innocent child is killed.
So far, 58 Israelis, mainly soldiers, have been killed. Nick Harper, New York.
In Gaza itself, at least 17 Palestinians were killed on Wednesday in an Israeli strike on a fruit and vegetable market. That attack came during what was supposed to be a four-hour truce. Israel says three more of its soldiers were killed in Gaza, and its air force has been dropping leaflets warning residents of upcoming attacks. Christian Aid's policy and advocacy officer William Bell says those warnings are not especially helpful.
There really isn't anywhere particularly safe for these people to go. And I think what we've seen over the last few weeks is that actually nowhere is safe. I think that's really the important point to remember, that when these people are advised that their areas are in danger of being bombed, they have very little choice as to where to go. It's not as if they can leave Gaza. That's not an option.
In other news, a Malaysian delegation is in the Netherlands for talks with the Dutch government nearly 2 weeks after the Malaysian Airlines disaster. Prime Minister Najib Razak will join the talks on Thursday. FSN's Natalie Powell is in Amsterdam.
Now, the Ministry of Health is hoping that they are able to speed up the identification process for the victims of flight MH17 by offering further assistance to the Dutch forensic teams. Now, at the moment, we know there are around 21 Malaysian medical experts aiding the Dutch investigators. But one of the main focus points for the Health Ministry of Malaysia is to try to ensure that the repatriation process for the Malaysian victims of flight MH17 takes place and takes place as quickly as possible.
The Islamist group Boko Haram is being blamed for a suicide attack at a college in northern Nigeria. At least six people were killed. A suicide bomber blew herself up in a crowd of students waiting to check their names on an admission list. It was the fifth attack in the northern region of Kano since last weekend. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. The British government has held an emergency national security meeting to discuss the threat it says the Ebola virus poses to the UK. The Cobra meeting came after several airlines in West Africa grounded flights to Liberia and Sierra Leone amid concerns about the disease's spread. More than 670 people have died after contracting the virus in West Africa. And while no one in Britain has been affected so far, and there are no reported cases of Ebola in the country, Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond says it's important for the government to be prepared.
The issue is about the possibility of somebody who has contracted the disease in Africa getting sick here. It is not about the disease spreading in the UK, because we have, frankly, different standards of infection control procedure that would make that most unlikely.
The US Commerce Department says America's economy grew at an annual rate of 4% in the second quarter of the year. It follows a disappointing gross domestic product report in the first quarter as the cold weather took its toll on the US economy. From FSN's business desk in New York, William Denzelow reports.
Thanks largely to strong consumer and business spending, the US economy has reversed the losses suffered in the first few months of the year. Consumer spending, which accounts for roughly two-thirds of the US economy, was up at 2.5% in the second quarter, with many people spending more money on large items like cars and trucks. The economy's contraction in the first quarter was also revised to 2.1%, with the cold weather and a decline in healthcare spending largely to blame. The GDP report did, however, state that inflation had risen to a three-year high, prompting some fears on Wall Street that the Federal Reserve may raise interest rates sooner than expected. William Denslow, New York.
There's more from us on Twitter. Don't forget you can interact with us there at Feature Story. And that is the latest Feature Story news. Simon Marks reporting.